From Jack Hopkins Now, the general who told the president no. General Dan Kane is the 22nd chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but it did. And tomorrow I'm going to hand you the receipts. Picture this. The Situation Room. Fluorescent lights humming. Coffee going cold in paper cups. A president pacing demanding the football. The nuclear codes. The keys to the kingdom. And one man. General Dan Kane, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, standing between the most dangerous man in Washington and the most dangerous weapons on planet Earth. He said no. A four-star general looked the commander-in-chief in the eye and refused. You think that's normal? You think that's how the chain of command is supposed to work? It's not. It's unprecedented. It's the kind of moment that gets scrubbed from history books, buried under press releases, spun into nothing by cable news talking heads who couldn't find the Pentagon on a map. But I found it. And early tomorrow afternoon, paid subscribers get the whole bloody story. Here's what I'm not going to tell you today. I'm not going to tell you what Kane actually said in that room. I'm not going to tell you who else was present when it happened. I'm not going to tell you why the Pentagon went radio silent for 72 hours afterward. I'm not going to tell you which three senators got the classified briefing and walked out white as ghosts. I'm not going to tell you what this means for the next 90 days. Because that's tomorrow's peace. And tomorrow's peace is for the people who pay the freight. Look, I've been doing this for 900 plus issues. I've covered the F-15E shootdown. I've covered Hegseth firing General George. I've covered the naval blockade announcement that made every admiral in Norfolk sleep with one eye open. This is the story. This is the one they'll be writing books about in 2040 if we still have books. If we still have a 2040. And you're going to read it here first. Not CNN. Not Fox. Not the New York Times. Now here's the part where I get direct with you Jack Hopkins style, because I respect you too much to dance around it. If you're a free subscriber, God bless you. I'm glad you're here. Keep reading. But tomorrow's peace isn't for you. Tomorrow's peace is for the men and women who understand that real intelligence, the kind that moves markets, moves elections, moves history, doesn't come free. It costs something. It costs because it took something to dig up. Sources. Time. Risk. Some contacts that open doors some reporters don't even know exist. You want the signal. You want the pattern. You want the doctrine. You want the implication. You want the orientation. You want SB Devo. Then you need to be on the other side of the paywall by 1:00 p.m. tomorrow. Upgrade now. Don't wait. Don't think about it. Don't tell yourself you'll catch the next one. Because by noon tomorrow, this story is going to be everywhere. And every talking head on television is going to be pretending they knew about it all along. They didn't. You will. And when your brother-in-law starts running his mouth at Sunday dinner about what really happened with Kane and Trump, and the codes are going to lean back, take a sip of your coffee and smile, because you were there first. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. CST, the full breakdown. The sources. The SBDO framework applied to the single most significant civil-military confrontation of our lifetime. Paid subscribers only. Don't miss it. Hold fast back soon. Jack Hopkins.